This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS, Michael Cohen. Well, look, I promoted it, but Norman Ohler is not here at the moment. Maybe he will be, and if he arrives, we will talk about his book. I was actually very much looking forward to it because I think it's a fascinating topic. But at this point in time, we're not talking about this book. Let's, though, talk about what's happening here in Michigan tomorrow. Donald Trump is showing up here. President Trump will be here to talk about the auto industry. Let's talk to someone who's concerned about what he's up to. Annalise Dobbelstein with us. She's with Environment Michigan, environmentmichigan.org. Annalise, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me this, Annalise. Now, your concern is what he's done with the federal clean car standards. Well, what's the plan for those?
Yes, right now President Trump is planning to sign an executive order tomorrow in Ypsilanti instructing the EPA to begin rolling back state and federal clean car standards. So what this really means is nationally, these standards are expected to dramatically reduce climate change emissions by 6 billion metric tons of carbon pollution by 2030.
Okay, so this is going to happen? Is that the plan now?
That is his initial plan. Overall, this rollback was something that he ran his campaign on, but also this is just a plan to continue rolling back environmental protections that we've been working so hard for.
I mean, is this something the automakers want? Would this help them in their business?
I don't think it's something that they neither want nor don't want. I think it really comes down to the health and protection of Michiganders and Americans as a whole. And this program is set to reduce projected oil consumption by 2.4 million barrels of oil per day, which means more than the United States imports from the Middle East and Venezuela combined. So these standards are expected to save consumers $1.7 trillion at the pump.
Yeah, how hopeful are you really that President Trump will change his mind on this?
I am as hopeful as I can be, which is why we're working tirelessly here in Michigan to make sure that our senators, Stabenow and Peters, are at the forefront ready to oppose any rollbacks that threaten our public health and climate.
And Annalise, what, in terms of your larger concerns on this issue, where do you think we're heading when it comes to these kinds of standards being dropped?
I think we're heading to continuing to warm our planet and, you know, hurting our health and well-being as Michiganders. And, you know, America should be putting cars that burn too much gasoline in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, okay.
But unfortunately, the EPA has a different plan to continue making cars that dirty our air, endanger our health, and threaten our children's future.
Annalise Dobbelstein with us here, Environment Michigan. Have you been following this Line 5 story also?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We have not had as much to partake in that just because there's other groups. We're really focusing nationally on this issue of rolling back our climate policies that ultimately threaten our public health.
Yeah. So beyond this one issue with the emissions, what do you think the larger impact is going to be of all the cutbacks on the EPA?
I think this is really going to be detrimental for our future. If we do not, if we are unable to stop these rollbacks, we're going to be seeing a warmer climate, but also a lot of endangering to our health and our children's future. So we need to continue doing everything we can as citizens to stand up. And right now, the best way we can do that is making sure our senators are at the forefront, ready to fight for our public health and our climate.
Yeah, who's the most aggressive senator, would you say, out there, even here in Michigan, that's fighting on this issue?
I would say Senator Peters has done a great job already demonstrating his leadership around our climate and our environment in the Great Lakes. He has spoke on the Senate floor about opposing Scott Pruitt as the EPA nominee and has countlessly addressed the fact that we need to curb global warming pollution. So I'm glad to see that he is a leader for the environment for Michiganders.
Yeah, is this just a Democratic-Republican split or does this cross party lines?
it shouldn't cross party lines. This is talking about the protection of our climate and our public health, but it does. We have a few senators nationally that are believe that global warming is an issue and it needs to be dealt with. Senator Collins in Maine is an example of a senator who has spoken out about climate change and voted against Scott Pruitt as the EPA nominee.
Annalise Dobbelstein, Environment Michigan. Annalise, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you.